straight from a road trip today. I have the Horse Whisperer of West Texas and one of the ladies of Texas country music. It's Genevieve Allen.
Hey there, how are you?
Yes, welcome to the Texas 46 Radio Studios. All the comfy, cozy comforts of home, somewhat.
I love it.
Nothing like it, you know, the fan and the beams and the trombone hanging midair there.
I love it. I love it. It's great.
How are you doing?
I'm doing fabulous.
Have y'all had a pretty uneventful trip compared to some of your other trips?
Yeah, compared to some of the trips, fairly uneventful, with the exception of a thunderstorm that lasted a little bit. But
okay.
Other than that.
Well, it works. I mean, thank you so much for taking the time to come by here. Now, it's, you know, you get messages on Facebook and you get people that obviously aren't, sometimes I get texts. I'm going like,
right.
You know, you're not, I know you're my friend and you're not even listening to my show. What's the deal here? Texting me about lunch or whatever. And when I saw yours is going to be swinging by today and I'm going like, I'm not going to say no, you know, even, you know, cause I'm gonna scramble and try to make it work so I can get you in here.
Because, well, I appreciate it.
Because you don't come down this way all that often, do you?
Not all that often, and I wasn't even, you know, even expecting to get on live. I was just, you know, like swing in and be like, "Hey, oh, no. Nice to meet you." So
no, if I'm gonna make it worth your while, it's gonna be worth my while too. So we're gonna make sure that it's just not just a little. And as I always say, the analogy of placing a fast food order at a restaurant.
Well, I appreciate it.
So that's what we're gonna do there. Plus, I think you said you don't really care for the bathrooms at Bucky's all that much, so this was the next closest stop.
Right.
So there we go. and we take pride in our bathrooms here. My wife, if she's listening, she's going like, uh-uh, you do not, Bruce. That's why she wants people to use her bathroom and not ours.
I just didn't want to wait in the line. You know, Bucky's always is about 40 deep.
My gosh. So tell me a little bit about your family.
What scary detail do you want?
Well, let's see. You're not married.
No.
So then it would have to be your immediate family.
My folks, my mother is actually here. You can't see her, but I mean, you can, but you can, the world can.
Say hi, Mom.
Hello.
There you go.
Now
you're
my traveling partner.
There you go.
And Daddy's back home.
Okay.
He teaches high school and takes care of the horses when I'm not around.
Okay.
Bless his heart.
Oh gosh, you know we've got I don't know how many radio station guys have fowl on their property studios. We've got like 30 chickens and 6-7 ducks out there.
That
it's really it's work, but it's a lot of fun,
right?
To have it. And I had an interview here on, is it last Wednesday, and I had the window open, having some nice fresh air come through. And I was asking the five favorites for them, like I'm going to ask you after a while. And one of the answers that he gave was Ariel. Okay, so if I say Ariel, you may know one of the questions that I may have asked. You familiar with Ariel, the Little Mermaid?
Oh, well, yes.
Okay. And all of a sudden, the birds on the outside were so loud. And my wife was listening, and she thought it was the chickens in our little staging. She goes like, oh, my gosh, those chickens, I got to go quiet them down. But it was coming out of the thing. And when I was putting the video together, those birds, it's like as if I had a sound effect going that people are going to think that it's fake.
There you go.
But it was really pretty cool.
That's
so
awesome.
So continue with your family there.
Oh, that was there's that, and I've got family in Houston and Perryland.
Some brothers and sisters?
Mount Pleasant. Nope, just me.
Just you.
Just
okay.
Me.
Nobody has to pick on you.
Right.
And nobody has to take the tormenting of you picking on them.
That's actually probably the bigger detail.
Okay. So you said Perilyn. That's home base for you.
That's where I was born and raised, yeah.
Okay. How about schooling?
I was homeschooled all my life.
Okay.
And then I went to college for a full vocal scholarship.
Okay. And where was that?
That was in Tennessee at Martin Methodist.
Okay.
And I made it. I think I had a semester and a half to go, and I spent all of Christmas break in the music studio, and I looked at Mama and I said, I can't do it. I just can't pull it off full time, and I can't devote everything and get, you know, the best of what I can do in either one.
Right.
And I said, you know, the schooling will always be there, but I have an opportunity right now with the music. Okay. And so I went in. I was on the president's list, too, at the time.
Oh, golly. Shoot.
And I said, you know, the GPA is just going to slide. It's going to plummet. And, the professors were awesome. They were letting me do my exams. They were letting me do them at different times.
Okay.
And I was even Skyping some of my classes. I had a couple of buddies that would set up the computers, which is pretty interesting.
Skype class. Gosh. That's the way they all... I mean, lots of folks are doing the classes on the internet and Skyping and all that kind of stuff now. So I
just decided to go ahead and just go for it full time, and here I am.
Okay, well, that's cool. Very good. You know, when your music first came out, actually not when it first came out, it was when I first heard it. And then I saw your pictures. And when I saw your pictures before I heard the music, I already dubbed you as the modern-day Terry Clark.
Okay.
Has anybody ever said that?
I have. Yes, I've heard that. I look like her. But
okay. Well, you know, there's not that many female vocalists in the country music field that wear hats.
Nope.
That wear that give the cowboy look, cowgirl look. Or however, it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
And I knew I was going to be getting into something pretty cool when I started going into the music, and then when the Rob the Train thing. Well, I don't want to talk about the singles at this moment, but when I heard that, I was sold on it right away, and I said that girl's gonna go. Okay.
Well, I appreciate that.
And when it was going up on the charts, you said it went to like 30 something or another, and you're with Tammy, and I was going like, oh man, there are songs that need to not even get that far. Okay, yours should have trumped over many, many of those other songs.
Well, thank you.
Because it sounded great. It was well produced. And it keeps my, from a musician standpoint, it gets my head bobbing. It keeps my toes
there
tapping.
You go.
And if and it's got those chords that I love. I'm a big chord man. And the odder, the better. And it's really good. I'm very, very impressed with it. Okay. Sponsors. How did you manage to fall in the hole of sponsorship?
God has blessed me at every angle is what he has done. And I'm fortunate enough to be in the rodeo circuit as well. And some people, like the Preferts, they said they saw something. They saw potential. And they immediately started kind of helping me along the way, and I, became an endorsee for them, and they just introduced me to people and kind of broken the ice, and then got involved with Sweet Pro.
Okay.
And they're based out of Walhalla, North Dakota.
Uh-huh. Walhalla!
Yep, and so they've got some great products, and they wanted to expand their sponsorship into the country music market, and the fact that I have horses, and I feed their product.
Okay.
And it just seemed to be a perfect match, and it just things kind of started falling. You know, Lane Frost brand got on their shirt right now.
There you go. Yeah, exactly. Good.
So I just, I started meeting them. Rolano Sierra Leather does my custom guitar straps.
Okay.
And
custom guitar straps. I have to make my own here. We only had one rattlesnake here on the property, and I shot it. It makes a nice strap.
I bet it does.
I tell you what, though, but hopefully that's the only one I have to make.
Yeah.
So what else you got? Anybody? Who else
WSI
got?
Sports.
Okay.
I am the most cold-natured person that exists on the planet. A wind blows and I start getting cold.
Okay. Oh, I was going to say cold shoulder type of person. Kind of like, blow you off.
No.
Maybe,
but we don't, the world doesn't even know that.
No, you're a good girl. Okay.
Moving on into safer waters. I don't know how much you looked through, how much you stalked me. We're going to use that term. But I had a really serious truck wreck a couple years back.
Yes.
And broke my back, so I've got some titanium pins and plates in there. And so when it gets cold, my back starts hurting, and I love to hunt, I love to ride horses, I want to be outside, and they actually design clothing specifically for men and women, but they design the women's line because women lose heat in different places than men do.
Sure.
And their stuff completely opened up my world for being in the cold weather and staying warm.
Wow.
And they picked me up, I guess, I'm trying to remember, I met them in at the NFR
okay.
a couple years back.
All right.
And they I'm on their pro staff team.
Sure.
And so I've got them, and I'm the national spokesperson for the Armed Forces Rodeo Association.
That is awesome.
Which
that is so awesome.
Really cool group. I'm an endorsee for Charlie Five, which is there's a guy, Jeremy Swishkar, out of Albuquerque. He's a vet, and he takes Mustangs, and he works with them, and he puts them in the hands of guys that have PTSD.
Okay.
And it's a really amazing organization. Trying to think. My list of sponsors. Gonzalez Hat Company. Yes. Gonzalez mm-hmm. Hat Company out of Pearland. He custom made my hat, which I don't have on right now, but
that's okay.
The black hat that, yeah. that looks so boss.
Yeah, I think I've seen a picture of that.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool looking hat there, buddy.
Okay, so. I'm trying to think of my list of sponsors.
Well, that's okay. Hey, that you have that many is
they're amazing.
Is awesome.
I mean, they're the reason that I'm on the road. They keep me clothed. They keep
well,
me on,
that you,
you know.
That you like that you like country music, that you like horses. And that you like to dress westerny.
Rope smart.
There you go. Hey, what?
Thank you.
So I'll write that down here. Make sure that you mention me next time you.
You said clothing. I was rope smart.
Yeah.
I'm actually doing a photo shoot with them tomorrow.
Okay.
In San Antonio.
Very good.
They're really, really such lovely people.
Let's see here. When did you get to the love of horses? When did it first start for you? Or were you brought up?
Probably when I was in the onesie and they were holding me on the back and I was drooling down the mane. That's probably when it first started.
Oh, that
started.
Would be good.
Yeah.
That would be good. And sure, there's plenty of pictures of that.
Of the drool, yes.
A drooly collage.
Oh, no, I came with it. You know, I came loving them and just addicted to them. And it's one of those things, you know, people have asked me, you know, if you could only have the music or the horses,
right.
And I have to have one to have the other.
Sure.
And I can't tell you how many times, you know, I've had rider's block.
Okay.
And man, I'll go out and disappear for a couple hours in the barn, either cleaning stalls or I'll go out riding and I'll come in and be like, man, I had this idea.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know, it gets my mind clear. It gets me to that happy place. And
yeah. And, some friends of mine, I'm going to name drop here, and you don't have to say whether you know them or not. It's not that important. Do you know Kyle Schurig?
I know the name.
Okay. He has Schurig Performance Horses.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, he lives right off of Hunter Road.
Mm-hmm.
They have Twin Pine. I think it's still called Twin Pine Stables. And he was a great friend of mine, still is, but he started a band with me back in the 80s.
Oh, nice.
So, and then his brother Randy Schurig as well. They're both, mm-hmm. they both train horses. And I figured at some point, you will probably come across. He's actually sells and has his own. I'm not familiar with what they all are, but the pad that
okay.
goes directly the sweat pad or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Some kind of, he has his own
okay.
line, and it really has done well for him.
Nice.
So that is that's pretty cool. You're listening to Intelligent Conversation. I love that phrase. Intelligent Conversation with Bruce Allen and Genevieve Allen. No relation, of course. Okay, hold on. I've got to put that in there. Where are they? Where is... There it is. She doesn't have her headphones on, but at this point, she can't hear the crickets soundtrack in the background there. Okay.
I'm just... I love crickets. They make great fishing bait.
Oh, my goodness. That was a great segue, wasn't it? Okay. So if we got that here, let's go to... Have you ever forgotten the words to any songs on stage?
Yes. I have.
anything that really just sticks out and comes to mind? Anything recently, or how do you handle it?
You laugh it off. I mean, there's not much you can do. I've done it where you know you kind of ad lib or you repeat a verse and you kind of hope that the Shiner Bach has done its work on the audience and they
uh-huh.
don't know
yeah.
or they're not paying attention. But probably the biggest one that pops to mind is. I was doing Miranda Lambert, Mama's Broken Heart, which I have only sung probably 3 million times.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
It was gone.
It
was completely gone. I was in the second verse, And I turned around. Finally, I was in the microphone. I was like, yeah, I hope y'all are enjoying the instrumental on this because we're done. Well, it's gone.
I did a phone interview with Kyle Park a while back, and I asked him the same question. And, you know, you've had two songs out, and hopefully the more songs you have out, people are going to get to know them.
Absolutely.
And do you have people singing the words to your songs at your shows?
Yes, I do.
You do? Okay. So that's perfect, especially if you forget the songs, the words of one of your own songs.
You forget it,
you back away, and you just point out there, and just put the hand to the ear, and it's like, listen to a thing that's just perfect. And we're like, thank you for helping me remember the words of that
song.
Why did I forget?
Absolutely.
So just remember that next time. Okay. Studio-wise, you have, do you do all your recording in the same studio?
I did my first album and the upcoming EP at County Q Studio in Nashville.
Okay.
And the one I did when I was with a label, I did at Hillbilly Central.
Okay.
But when I became independent, I went back to County Q. I love what they did, and I love their work.
Same producer for everything?
I produced it.
Oh, you did, okay.
I co-produced my first album with Worley McKinney.
Okay.
Good buddy of mine. He's written for Mo Bandy and Conway Twitty, and he kind of took me under his wing when I first got to Nashville. And then this last one, my EP, I produced it all myself.
Good. Very good. I mean, that's just more little kudos to add to the top of your list there for your accomplishments. That's pretty awesome. We're going to do the Fast Five with Bruce Allen with my guest, Genevieve Allen.
Do I have to put this in a form of a question, like on Jeopardy or anything?
No.
Okay.
And there are no winners here.
Oh, no.
And there's no losers either, so it's just how
you... Can you get opinion questions wrong?
Oh, I can edit them out, sure.
Okay.
So if I don't like an answer, if it sucks, I'll just
was wrong. Try
I'll just put a male voice behind it. No, just put the correct answer in.
Feel like Monty Python. What's your favorite color? Pink? No, blue.
No blue. Dang it! Okay, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Your favorite actress?
Favorite actress? Golly, why did you have to ask me that question?
Well, so I can edit. Put something in there. Put the male voice in there. Tom Cruise.
You know, probably Penelope Cruz. Not because you said Tom Cruise.
But I did tell Florent, though, a little bit, didn't I?
No, not really.
No, okay, fine.
We can say that if you want.
That's good. I'll take it. I'll take any kudos. I'll take anything I can get. A little pat on the back. Fine.
There you go.
Your favorite rock song?
Favorite rock song, Highway to Hell.
Highway to Hell. Matt, did you hear that? Highway to Hell. She's never heard you sing it, but she likes it anyways. Your favorite dessert?
Ooh, that's like trying to pick out a favorite star in the sky. Coconut cream.
Coconut cream. So you were looking at the North Star.
That's exactly
okay,
what it was.
There we are. All right. Your favorite movie?
Braveheart.
Braveheart.
Braveheart and Lonesome Dove are probably right there neck and neck.
Braveheart, I'm sorry. Yes, fine. Thank you. I was thinking of the animated one with the... With the girl with the red hair. Wasn't that Brave something?
It was just called Brave, I think.
Brave, okay.
I haven't seen it, but yeah, that one.
Oh, I love that movie. It's so good. You need to check it out sometime. And then let's see here. The last one. The other questions kind of change about, and this one usually stays the same. Your favorite cartoon character?
Gosh. That's interesting. It's not Ariel.
It's not Ariel. That one's already been used, so you'll have to use something fresh. Now it can be something from the past if you've ever watched Nickelodeon and found some kind of old classics, or something new. Of course, you know, something nowadays. I consider everything as a goofy cartoon out there.
There's so many goofy cartoons. I mean, probably the first thing that came to mind when you said favorite cartoon, I instantly went to Lion King, which instantly went to Timon and Pumbaa.
Timon and Pumbaa.
And they kind of go together. You can't really have one without the other. If I had to pick one, probably Timon.
Okay. All right.
If I had to pick.
I'm sure he's not offended. So we're good. That's good. And see, that's how that went. So those of you that are listening, that was just a quick round of Fast Five. Nobody was hurt. Everybody came out fine.
There you go.
There we are. Let's go ahead and I know you got stuff you have to be doing this afternoon, so let's talk a little bit more music here. Your first album. Here, I got this paper in front of me here now, and I got this camera in front of me. I had to put it to the side here. Your first album came out in 2014?
It did.
Okay, and that is Whiskey Kisses.
Mm-hmm.
There you go, right there. You see it? For those of you at home, you can't see it. You just have to imagine that I'm holding it in front of a camera here. It has 14 tracks on it. Totally unheard of nowadays.
Yeah.
So, did you have fun making this thing?
I did. I had a really awesome time making it. What was really funny is I had 13 tracks, and I felt that was unlucky to release something that had 13 tracks on it.
Well, that would make sense.
And so I wrote the 14th one as a joke.
Okay.
Because I smarted off. So I'm going to have a 14th song.
Okay.
And
so is El Campo a funny song? Or
no, it's not. No. It's about prison.
So an afterthought about prison.
Yeah, it was a joke that I was like, well, I've got to have a 14th song. And I mean, in order to be a perfect country and western album, we got to have something about, you know, trains, trucks, mm-hmm. Getting thrown in prison.
In prison.
And no chick writes a song about prison, and so I decided to write one.
All right, well, I said this story this morning, and, you know what? I'm going to have to, let me do that, too. One of my topics this morning, one of my little subjects, I said I wasn't going to say this morning, I was going to save it for you when you came in, to get your estranged opinion.
Okay.
But I talked about a show that we did on, it was a wedding we did on Saturday. And the last song we did as a special song, we get everybody that was out there, we got it, and we did the David Allan Coe song.
Okay.
So the part where it's the only time I know I hear David Allan Coe, okay, Jay hands the mic over to the guy, and he says, David Allan Poe. You know, not an Edgar Allan Poe, David, and I swear we almost broke down laughing. He couldn't even sing the next verse.
And
the funny thing was, the girl that was next to him, I can read her lips, she said, that's not the right word. So it was, we you know, there's even
thank
a wedding,
you.
Even
next time I sing that song, I'm probably going to end up saying that now.
I'm gonna go, David Allan Poe. And they're going to go, oh, I didn't know that was a word, but I guess that's right because she sings it. It has
there
to
you
be
go.
Right.
There you go.
And you're, did you have any singles off of that one or not?
I did. I did some Tequila Called, went to a lot of internet radios. It went, actually, that song has been spun a lot in Europe, believe
really?
It or not.
So, where is that here? Tequila Called, number mm-hmm. seven. Mm-hmm. So number seven is probably be pulled out of the CD later and put into the rotation.
There you go.
That would be good. And so now your first single, Rob That Train, we were talking about just a little bit earlier. I love the tune. And how did that particular one come about?
I co-wrote that with Adam Fears, and we walked into the songwriting session and sat down, looked at each other. He goes, you got any ideas? And I said, oh, I was really kind of hoping you did.
Oh.
Not one of those awkward things of, so you don't have any ideas. Nope. What about you? Nope. Well, actually, I had this idea years ago, and he said, rob that train. He's like, you know, when you look at somebody and you're just like, I'm going after that one, I'm going to rob that train. And okay. And so we just kind of started playing around with, you know, lines, and it just kind of came to life.
Just kind of took that old classic story and brought it to,
mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I can't say that I've ever heard that phrase used that way before. Gonna rob that train there. Gonna rob that train with a little wink there. I can only imagine two guys standing at a bar looking at some gal around the corner. I'm going to rob that train over there. That's how we hope it doesn't come out. But that's
right.
I love the song. The whole
well,
from start to finish.
I appreciate that.
So let's see. You're going to do some live stuff for us, and I am going to, while I get everything set up for the Facebook Live as well, I think I'm going to gotta remember what I said I was going to do. I'm going to play Rob That Train.
Okay.
Okay, so that's what we're going to do right now. So give us just a second here. Enjoy this tune, and we'll be right back. So Genevieve Allen with Rob That Train here with Bruce Allen, Texas46Radio.com. We are live in the studio this afternoon on this cloudy day with Genevieve Allen. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing well. And I do this every time, and I don't notice it until after the video, but my headphones... I've used them so much, the black plastic comes off the ear thing, and then I have black plastic on my face. Am I clear?
You're good.
I'm good. So we're good here, folks. let's see. So what you're going to do your latest single for us right now first, called Damn This Rodeo. So say, you know, I can probably, in a nutshell, give you my version of how that probably came about because of all your experience and stuff like that. But give us a firsthand synopsis here.
Well, you know, life on the road and life in the rodeo circuit is it's one of those things where typically where there is a strong passion for something, the person, typically the other person, okay, is left behind.
Okay.
And I mean, that's the famous story about, you know, how many rodeo songs have been written about the girl that gets left behind.
Right.
And so I just, it was one of those things, you know, being in the rodeo circuit, I'd heard that story, I'd seen it. And just being on the road and hearing the same stories from musicians, how many broken relationships had happened, and I was, you know, okay, so I may not be a bull rider, I may not know that version of it,
right,
but you know, it was just something that I felt like needed to be put into words.
Yeah. Well, very good. It's a cool song. So grace us with it, why don't you?
All right. Watch the rain come down, make puddles on the street when the radio came on. And Forworth crossed his mind. He couldn't help but think he'd been gone too long this time. Cheyenne to Denver, Houston to San Antone. Must have been one too many times he left her all alone. Well, damn this rodeo. He tried like hell to settle down, give up the crazy life, but it's in his blood. And every time he gives in, he screamed his name like a demon calling him. Shreveport to Tulsa, Phoenix to Topeka, he loves her but he needs it like a drug. Damn this rodeo, 'cause he loves it, he hates it. Maybe tonight he'll make it, and maybe he won't, but it's the only life he's ever known. Loving her, leaving her, breaking her heart and losing another part of his soul to that damned old rodeo. He always sleeps alone when he's on the road, the memory of her touch festers in his soul. She's the only thing on earth can make him whole. One more cup of coffee, another sleepless night. That demon is screaming in his mind. Damn this rodeo, 'cause he loves it, he hates it. Maybe tonight he'll make it, and maybe he won't, but it's the only life he's ever known. Loving her, leaving her, breaking her heart and losing another part of his soul to this damned old rodeo. I said he loves it, he hates it. Maybe tonight he'll make it, and maybe he won't, but it's the only life he's ever known. Loving her, leaving her, breaking her heart and losing another part of his soul to this damned old rodeo.
My goodness! I gotta hit the old applause here. That's that gets good grief, man. That was awesome. And I understand what you were saying about, or we talked about earlier, blowing a speaker at a show. There, you have a nice strong voice.
Well, thank you.
So, and you weren't even that close to, and it was kind of going like, oh man, she even gets it on the guitar. She's like, she's rocking that thing, Pete Townsend there a little bit. That was pretty sweet, man.
I did pick AC/DC as my favorite.
Yeah, yes, you did. So you're when you catch a live show, she's going to be rocking it up there.
Man, and, might have. I have been known to jump off the bars and onto the bars. And
you got
to
make it your own.
I do.
You have to own.
Oh, I own the bar.
You have to. After you've broken everything, you own it. Okay. What are you going to do next? You got another one coming up here.
Well, that's kind of, you want to hear something off of the old album or something new?
Do you want
to? It's totally up to you.
Do you want to do? You want to do Tequila Called?
Sure.
Okay. Since this will be a debut for me as well.
All right. And this song, everybody has either fallen victim to making the call or receiving the call after Patron shows up.
Oh, yeah. I thought we were going to talk about things we have to bring up bad.
No, I said
I'm sorry.
You might have received it.
Oh,
you know,
I'm sorry.
Not have been you.
No, there's no recollection of that, so I'm good.
That's another proof that it's that Patron was there.
It works. Yeah. Okay.
It's great for wiping out the hard drive.
Yes, it is.
So I sat down and wrote this song about tequila making a phone call.
There you go. It's gonna be a good one. I can feel it.
You should hear it. It's priceless. Good tune.
Thank you.
And that'll be added to my song repertoire there.
Appreciate it.
I hardly ever look at the videos and stuff like that because there's a lag behind a little bit. But checking out some of the comments, a friend of mine, you've got Sweet. And you got a Sing It girl from, I think her name is Shea Berry. Well, if you're listening, sorry if I mispronounced your name. You're my friend on Facebook. And here's a cool one here. I'll be your co-host if she comes back again, LOL. And I have to say that comes from one of my family members. my oldest. I won't say your name. Well, I could say your name. It's the same as mine. But yeah, so that was. I thought that was kind of cool. And lots of folks listening. And the good thing about Facebook Live, if they can't catch it now, they can catch it at any time.
Absolutely.
So it's great. So real quick before you head out, two things. Let us know when the new EP, I guess that's going to have, that'll probably have Rod That Train and then
It will not have Rod That Train on it.
So Rod That Train was just a single all to itself.
Yes, it was okay. All to itself. So I've got Damn This Rodeo, which dropped on Texas Independence Day.
Yes, it did.
And my album is going to be dropping on Cinco de Mayo.
Okay. That's cool. So they'll be able to check it out on iTunes at that time. And I'm sure you'll mention it on Facebook and stuff like that.
Absolutely. So.
Okay. And where can they find your music in
iTunes,
general?
Amazon, Spotify, YouTube, CD Baby, basically anywhere you can find.
So, and you have a website, a new .com website that you're...
It will be coming.
Working on, okay.
Mm-hmm. But Facebook, Instagram, Twitter... Snapchat.
Okay, and so the other one that I had, see that one?
That's on Prefert.
Okay, so that's
Prefert bio. That's my endorsee page.
Okay, so when they Google you, there's all sorts of. That sounds kind of when they Google you, they can find all sorts of different links.
Absolutely.
There, and that's where I came across this one here, because obviously the other one was inactive.
Because you stalked me.
Yeah.
Okay, you can admit it.
I kind of a little bit of Facebook stalking. But I gotta know everything I can, especially when it's... I'm coming in this afternoon. Oh, golly! I got a little stalk. You're like, don't go to... Yeah. But I think we did very good today.
Oh, that's been a blast.
And I appreciate you coming down, along with your mom co-pilot over here.
Absolutely.
Your biggest moral support out of everything.
Absolutely. Right? Okay. Absolutely.
So we're done. They're going to hit the road for a photo shoot for tomorrow. And, you can tell Facebook Live goodbye. And, I'm signing off for the day. I'll be back again tomorrow morning, 9:00 sharp. It's Bruce Allen, Texas46Radio.com, and Genevieve Allen. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye.